women in general mm-hmm. have to start being honest about their age.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that when you hide your age, you give it a stigma,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that there's something wrong mm-hmm. with being over a certain age,
right.
in particular over 50.
Hi guys, Stella Ringer here, your chief of Aging Fabulous, and welcome to season 2 of our podcast. Can you believe it's season 2? Well, we're going to continue to inspire women to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. You guys know that's our mantra. So again, welcome, and we've got a great show for you today. Now, my guest today, you may remember her from season 1, so I had to bring her back so we could kind of catch up on what she's doing with her new media company called 50-ish Media. So welcome, Zeal family, Michelle Sanchez. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, happy to be here.
So it's been a year since we talked. I think it was March of last year when we launched season 1. I can't believe within a year. So bring me up to speed. What's been going on?
Ooh, as of last March is when I started making a major transformation mm-hmm. in my life. Where do I start? Well, I am going through a divorce, and as I was trying to kind of find myself, I realized that while I was in this space and on social media, I was mm-hmm. like, it was contributing to like my anxieties and lack of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So I decided to kind of take a break.
Okay.
And I left the social media alone for almost a year. And in that time, so much has happened. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. Today is actually the first day of Women's History Month. And
yes.
I stopped posting on social media, obviously, because I was gone. Mm-hmm. And today I am relaunching 50-ish, what used to be called 50-ish. The movement is mm-hmm. now called 50-ish Media.
Nice.
And what it is it's a data and analytics and technology company mm-hmm. for women over the age of 50. So,
and that would be me.
Yep. So it was 50-ish underscore. The movement was me profiling and having these great stories about women between the ages of 50 and 59.
Mm-hmm.
50-ish Media is all women over the age of 50.
Okay.
And it's not just about sharing stories, but it's also covering everything from, I don't know, fashion mm-hmm. to health, to okay. mindfulness, to advocacy, because that's really, really a big, big component of it too. And mm-hmm. it's something that I've experienced with ageism. And so going through another reason, that contributed to my self-esteem was mm-hmm. divorce. Obviously, everything that you see on social media is a lot of fakery. And it's just not, a lot of it is not real. So when you mm-hmm. look at that and it just doesn't fit into your everyday life, you know, you think there's something
it's
wrong.
It's worse versus
right.
helping.
Right, yeah. right. So, and then the ageism is, you know, at this point in my career, you know, you have people who don't value you, you know, who for some reason think that because you are a certain age that you do not add value. And it's usually people who have like 1/8 who have accomplished
of what you've done.
Right. So what I wanted to do with 50-ish Media is to just kind of like really, really shine a light on all these things that, you know, that affect us women. And also, you know, as I was doing like research regarding women over 50, mm-hmm. I found that in 2022, mm-hmm. for the first time in history, we reached, the United States reached $1 trillion in e-commerce.
Wow.
And mm-hmm. from that, I think women contributed 15% of that particular, of the $1 trillion.
We got money, y'all.
But that's what 50-ish is all about. So, and not only was it 15%, 90% of women over the age of 50, mm-hmm. They actually control the spending of their household, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So that combined with the fact that we have wisdom, because, you know, at this age, we're going through not what they call adolescence, we're going through middle lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And through middle lessons.
Okay, I haven't heard that.
Well, middle lessons is just an another change, right? Yeah. And the change at this point, you're actually just really, really, I guess, digging deep and finding, you know, what is it that you want to do for the rest of your life? And most of us at this age, we have adventurous lifestyles, you know? So not only do we have disposable income, we have adventurous lifestyles. We have brand loyalty because of all the stuff that we're doing in our lifestyles. We make great content.
Yeah.
So there's no reason for us to be invisible. So my goal with 50-ish media is for us to be seen and heard.
So, Michelle, you mentioned ageism, right? Which is a real thing that I feel we need to have more conversation around. Mm-hmm. So what do you think from an ageism perspective would help from a society standpoint to understand, number one, it's wrong. We all know racism, anything ism usually is wrong.
Right.
So what do we need to do as women 50 plus to share with society that, you know, y'all got this ageism thing wrong because we bring X?
Well, for starters, we women in general mm-hmm. have to start being honest about their age.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that when you hide your age, you give it a stigma, right?
Yeah.
And that there's something wrong mm-hmm. with being over a certain age,
right?
In particular, over 50,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you go to outside of the United States,
mm-hmm.
age, as you age, I mean, and they don't even make it a thing.
Yeah.
It just is. If you're older, you're revered because mm-hmm. you are wisdom. You
yes.
are that.
Yeah.
And so you don't, they don't shun you away. They don't look at you as less attractive or less desirable. I think in France, the older you are, the more sexier men think
well,
you are.
Oh, well, we would be at the top of sexy.
Oh, no.
In France.
Well, not yet.
And here.
Because we're not that old yet. So.
We're not that old yet, but we would be.
We're on our way. So, I think it's just being honest and just really embracing our age and making it okay. And that's what I want to do with 50-ish Media. I want to just make it okay to be our age.
Yes. That there's nothing wrong.
There's nothing wrong.
Like you said, the society will tell you, mm-hmm. don't tell your age or don't ask a woman her age.
Right.
Just shout it from the rooftops. And I understand people are different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people may not be as comfortable and that's okay. But
what we
do want to share is that you don't have to hide in silence if you're 40 plus or 50 plus, et cetera. Share that. The experiences and the value that you bring because you are this age is what's dope. I know, again, I said dope again. I don't know if it's cool or not, but it sounds good.
It's cool. I think
I think it's still cool. But I'm with you. And you mentioned earlier kind of the transition from the 50-ish of before mm-hmm. to now,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it's being more well-rounded as it relates to women and health and movement, et cetera. Why'd you make the pivot?
Well, because in order for me to have this particular stance and to be a champion and for women over 50, I have to pull data and I have to have the analytics to support it.
Mm-hmm.
And so with just posting stories with, you know, beautiful images wasn't enough.
With no substance,
right? I mean, even though the stories had substance, but I have to also show and prove this is why I'm, you know, advocating for us, you know, and that's what I plan to do with all my posts. It's always an angle behind it. It's just like, it's not just telling a story, mm-hmm. but it's also telling a story and how many women can relate to this particular story, you know, and also just showing how much of our purchasing power affects everything. So, mm-hmm. so I want us to be like the Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
You know, don't get on the bus. Like, don't buy if they don't support us.
Exactly.
You know, don't spend if they don't support us.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And you're right. I mean, when you think about different brands, and some brands are getting it. I know there are a few makeup brands out there that, you know, cater to women 40 plus, but there are several other brands, to your point, mm-hmm. that at a certain age, it's like, okay, well, let me just continue to focus on 40 and before.
Right, right.
So it is important for us to talk about, for brands to listen to us and have a voice around, guys, you know, we have the most disposable income, right? So we can buy your products if we feel, again, that you're connected.
And not only do we buy your products, but because we're at a place where we don't want to experiment a lot, our brand loyalty is it's the biggest, it's the highest of any consumer. It's one of the reasons why you want to market to us. And we also, because we're like the matriarchs, usually in our in our families, if we say something is good, People listen. We are like we are influencers, like within our, you know, we are thought leaders within our own communities and, you know, in our household. So, yeah.
I agree.
Brands, listen. Mm-hmm. You better be listening. marketing to us. I want to go back to culture. I know you mentioned, like, in France, as you get older, you're really, you know, you're celebrated for your beauty and your mind, et cetera. So as we think about different cultures, what's your stance as it relates to just, I know your background is of Hispanic descent.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Is there a different culture around women and aging from a Hispanic Puerto Rican standpoint?
So Puerto Ricans, because we're part of the United States, we are Americans. Mm-hmm. It's very similar. The same thing, you know, we have the same. As a matter of fact, like, we're considered over the age, you know, if you don't have children by, you know, 15. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. No, but if you don't have children, you know, by a certain age, I think things are changing in general just because society's slightly changing.
Yeah.
But women in general, like, everything is changing for us, whether, no matter if you're Puerto Rican or, you know, whatever culture, ethnicity you're from, but ethnic background you're from. And I think it's because of, you know, women are more educated.
Yeah.
You know, we're more financially independent. So culturally, not only I think culturally in the Puerto Rican, for Puerto Ricans, it's not just about aging, it's just everything in general, like everything that pertains to women, you know, from having children. I think that's an American thing too. Yeah. It's just, it's very similar.
And I think you're right as it relates to just women in general. Some are waiting to become moms later in life. Like you said, education is so important. So people are kind of women. It's not the women of old, but again, people are different. I always want to make sure that I stress that everything that's right for Stella or Michelle may not be right for everyone. But I do know from data that women are waiting longer from even getting married to families, et cetera, because they want to kind of focus. Because, you know, sometimes once you get into that, to that role of, and I know I've experienced it, of wife and mom, sometimes the Stella piece is kind of pushed to the back burner.
That's correct.
So that self-care, which we all know, I know it's kind of a buzzword, but it's so true.
It's self-care and mindfulness is very, very important.
Yeah.
It's very, very important. You made a good point, too, about some women are choosing to not get married and have their, you know, and be a single mom.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing that because of the independence that, you know, that they can choose, it's not a rush. So you don't have to make mistakes. You can live your life as authentically as you want to.
And we always want to leave a roadmap as well. I know for Zeal, we want to make sure that, like, my nieces who are 26 and 27, that they understand, like, hey, this aging thing is great, right? I want to look up to Auntie Stella and people like Michelle and things that we're doing in our 50 plus years,
right?
That, hey guys, this is great. Don't dread getting here. I want you to look forward to getting here.
And while you get here, enjoy the journey.
Yes,
enjoy the journey, because that's the other thing. I think that it's just enjoy the journey. It's not a one size fits all.
Exactly.
If you do not want to get married, don't. If you want to, you know, you want to have a child later in life, do so. Like, you know, I think it's the advice that we should give to all women, especially young women, as they enter the workforce and and are expected to start a family and get married. And
Do you. And like you said, enjoy the journey and learn from people like us.
Exactly.
And I know that's what, you know, 50-ish media and Zeal is all about is, you know, tips, tools, education, mm-hmm. et cetera, to help women along the way. We're just trying to help women along the way.
That's it.
So I always tell people, I'm inviting you to join me
right.
in this journey. I have industry experts like you and other people to help us along, but I just want you to join. Just join me.
Right, right.
Just join.
And if you don't want to, just listen.
Yeah. Just listen.
Just listen.
Exactly.
Because I have something to say.
So I want to go back to challenges as well as we age. And do we look at things or approach challenges differently? I know you shared your divorce. I appreciate you sharing it. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're approaching it differently because, again, where you are in life? I mean, I know you don't plan for these things, but I do want to kind of talk through, like, as we age, do we approach even challenges differently?
So for me, this particular challenge, I didn't prepare for it, obviously, but I had to take accountability for it. And I also had to look at it differently. Instead of thinking of it as a failure, think about all the beautiful things that came out of it, right? I have a son, and it's not a failure. I was married and with someone for 25 years. And so although we were not lovers anymore, we were definitely partners.
Yeah.
And we're still our partners, and we're going to be partners for the rest of our lives because we share a child. What I had to do was sit still. While I was away from social media, I sat still. I went through, it was probably one of the darkest times of my life, but I'm grateful for it because I feel like I've done a lot of soul searching. Mm-hmm. I grew up a lot. Mm-hmm. I stopped pointing fingers. I got there because I have a home in Mexico, and I woke up every morning and meditated and prayed. I observed Lent. Mm-hmm. I even observed Ramadan, where I got up every morning and I prayed and I fasted throughout the whole entire day. Mm-hmm. I was just searching. I was so soul searching. And I did plant medicine for the first time. I tried Bufo, which is... they call it the God molecule, but it's actually the venom of a toad, and then it's crystallized.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, you know, you do it with a shaman and stuff. And I was just so desperate because I wanted to find answers, you know, and it gave me everything I needed to learn and unlearn.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of unlearning that you have to do to get past certain things. And it changed my life. Mm-hmm. It really, really changed my life. So I'm happy where I am. Mm-hmm. I learned to treat everyone with love, kindness, and understanding. Mm. You know, while I was away, I kind of just changed. Instead of spending time like scrolling, because you spend a lot of time scrolling, not you, but you know, in general, I look at the times that I spent, you know, because you can just go down the black hole.
Yeah.
And what I did was I just took the time, redirected my energy. I started doing plant medicine retreats, bringing them here to the States to help other people heal. Mm-hmm. All this stuff happened in 10 months, which is crazy, like what you can do. I implemented yoga programs for children in disadvantaged communities. I celebrated my 15th anniversary. I'm part of this women's travel group, and we all went to Greece.
Nice.
I just started spending more time with, I settled into my new home. I started spending more time with my son and it made a world of a difference. And then while I was sitting in silence, I'm like, you know, what is my what's next?
Yeah.
And that's when the 50-ish media came to me, and I'm like, I love this. I love being a part of a community of women.
Yeah.
I think at this age of our lives, we're really good to one another. And I just want to continue to just champion women and support them in every way I can.
Awesome. So what you went through, as you said, really brought some positive things, not only to your life, but how you're sharing and helping someone else.
And that's why I, you know, when I sit in gratitude, I'm grateful for that. Yeah. That dark moment, it didn't last forever, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what, you know, that saying, this too shall pass. It really will. But you have to do the work.
Yeah.
You have to do the
work.
And
be intentional.
Intentional.
About things.
Yeah. And now that I feel that I'm not 100% healed, but I feel like I'm a lot more healed mm-hmm. than I was. And I think mm-hmm. that I can enter in a new relationship a lot more healthier, mm-hmm. A lot more understanding, a lot more loving, mm-hmm. and not so judgmental.
Yeah.
Because we put these stipulations on people. And at the end of the day, people are just going through their own personal journey. If your journeys happen to overlap, then that's a beautiful blessing. That's
exactly. Right. Because you guys can... You know, you can just learn from each other.
And that's the thing. That's the main point. We are just all here to learn.
Yeah. And I love what you said when you mentioned you kind of took a different approach and looked at all the great things that came.
Right.
From your marriage.
Yeah. And also stop pointing a finger like mm-hmm. as if he was such a... it was his fault.
Right.
You know, you have to take accountability and, you know, what role did I play in that?
Yeah.
I mean, I am great, but, and he has a lot of flaws. No, but I do too. I had some flaws as well.
Yeah.
And I just had to really, really, you know, it starts with me.
Yeah.
It starts with me. Yeah. You don't like something, you change it.
Yeah. Accountability.
Know? Accountability.
Like you said.
Yeah. And sometimes what happens is, you know, going back to, you know, having to unlearn a lot of things, mm-hmm. we're taught, you know, as women, especially, well, one thing I didn't mention when you asked about culturally, mm-hmm. you know, as a woman in a family, in the Puerto Rican culture, you stay mm-hmm. and you hold that family down. That is your primary responsibility.
Okay.
And so for me, I just felt that I had to be, you know, I had to stick through it, mm-hmm. through thick and thin. And yeah, you should. But at some point, you know, you also have to know when it's time to go, when time is up.
Yeah.
And I think I stayed a little too long. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I would advise other women that when it starts to change who you are at your core, mm-hmm. Then it's not healthy for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't being honest.
Yeah.
I was living a whole entire lie. And now I feel like I just found my truth. It's funny, when I did plant medicine uh-huh. for the first time, because I've done it now 11 times, mm-hmm. It's really a magical substance in medicine. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who passed away about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and he had this poem that he recited mm-hmm. in my home, and it was called The Truth.
Okay.
And I was obsessed with the poem. Mm-hmm. Like every time he would come over and I had to get together, I had him recite it. I had it on my wall, to the point where one day he was like, sis, enough. I'm not reciting
right,
this poem.
I'm not saying it anymore.
I'm done. And his name is Mums, Craig mm-hmm. Mums Grant, and an actor and poet and just a great human being. Mm-hmm. And when I did Bufo for the first time mm-hmm. in my subconscious, mm-hmm. I see him mm-hmm. and he's telling me, ooh, I got emotional. Oh. he's telling me the truth.
Yeah.
And I knew it was actually prophetic on his part
yeah.
that he was telling me to live my truth.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's why I was obsessed with it so long. So, yeah.
Sometimes we don't know.
No, yeah.
About certain things until something happens. And then you look back
yeah.
and you're like, you know what? Now I get it.
Yeah, now I get it. Now I understood why I was so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm actually gonna dedicate a post to him on mm-hmm. my 50-ish platform. Mm-hmm. Although it's about, you know, for women, mm-hmm. that poem is a reminder to all women to definitely live your truth, especially at this age, because yeah. this is when life really begins.
Yeah.
And we're on the other side, closer to not right. being here.
Right.
So this is when you should just really, really right. embrace all the truth that you can.
I agree. I've said to my friends before, like you, like we're closer to the other side mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. So I just want to do everything that right. I've ever wanted to do.
Exactly.
Or try,
and
you know,
you should.
At least mm-hmm. to say I tried. So, and I think you're right. You know, we're in a day of our lives right now where it's important for us to, you know, just to take the chance.
Take the
chance.
Live. Life is for the living.
Life is for the living.
Exactly. Now, tell us about where we can find information around 50-ish from a social or wherever we need to.
Yeah, so you can go to 50-ish Media on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on TikTok.
We are on TikTok, guys. Yes, we are.
On X. So, and 50ishmediallc.com.
Awesome. Well, I'm so proud that, you made the transition as it relates to your media company and, you know, you came out on the other side of something that was, you know, was challenging in your life. And you're showing women, whether they're young or our age or whatever age they may be, that you can make it, that you can do it, that you can do it.
You definitely can. You definitely can.
Leave us with aging out loud, like your definition of that.
So it's not my definition, but it was it's a like a mantra that my girlfriend Bevy Smith,
you know, Bevy Smith.
She trademarked it gets greater later.
And that's right, Bevy. It gets greater later.
And talking about wisdom, right?
Yeah.
How smart was she to trademark that? So
yes.
I know that Sherry Shepherd says it on her show. And so does, what's her name? Tamron Hall. And every time she says it and we say it, we have to mention Bevy Smith. Yes. It gets greater later.
Bevy Smith, it gets greater later. And she's right.
You know, it's the truth.
It's the truth. So we're going to kind of close it out, Michelle. We're going to go back to the game we played on season one around Crush the Negativity.
Okay.
Where, again, it's a phrase, a question, a word that society, you know, may have deemed like, hey, you know, as you get older, this is kind of negative.
Okay.
But we're going to flip the script.
Okay.
And we're going to say something positive.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see. My first question or phase question. You look good for your age. Or comment, I should say. You look good for your age.
So what do you want me to say to that?
So what's the positive spin on that? You look good for your age.
You just look good. You know what? This a few years ago, when about 10 years ago, Miguel, the artist, artist, he said to me, he said, you know, something about aging. He says, men don't think women, like they don't say, oh, she looks good for an older woman.
Yeah.
They say she looks good.
Exactly.
Because men just see good.
Miguel, you're saying the right thing.
No, yes. And that stayed with me. That stuck with me for so many years. It's just like, don't tell me, oh, you look good for an older woman. No, I look good.
You just look good for a woman.
Right.
Right. Exactly, guys. Okay. I'm going to say hot flashes.
Oh, the devil. I'm going to say the pellets.
The pellets. You know, I still have not tried that.
Oh, my goodness. I would put that Bufo and pellets as my life-saving. Yes.
I'm going to need to research Bufo some more.
B-U-F-O. Well, actually, you know what? If anyone is interested, they can, you know, hit me up on Instagram, too, because I do retreats here in the States. Yeah.
I'd have to.
Yeah. It's life changing. Yeah. And it's very intimate and it's safe and it's beautiful, actually.
OK.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And pellets. I do.
Well, pellets.
I got to research a little more.
The pellets. Well, the beauty of pellets is that it's not a one size fits all. It's made just for you. You know, they test your blood and they make a pellet based on whatever you are deficient in it. So, and based on your metabolism, you know, they insert it in the fattiest part of your body, which is your butt cheek.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And not what? In your butt, but
know,
on your butt cheek.
Okay.
And it pulls, your body pulls what it needs. And it lasts anywhere from 3 to 4 months, depending on how you metabolize it. So, yeah. And so you can get it 3 or 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps with night sweats. It helps with moodiness, fogginess.
Yeah.
With everything. Libido. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Michelle said, oh, my goodness.
No, libido is, yes. Yes.
You heard it here. Alex, let me out.
It gets greater later.
It gets greater later. No, that's awesome. Okay, I've got to do some homework. I'm going to be talking to Michelle guys more after the show so I can get a little more info. But thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
This was great. Congrats again on 50-ish media and all the great.
To you on your second season.
Thank you.
This is great. Keep it going because we need more platforms like this for us. So thank you. And I need to highlight and profile you on my platform. So that's next.
I will do that.
Thank you.
I will do that.
And I need to have you at my Bufo retreat.
Okay. I'm going to the retreat.
Yes.
And Michelle is right. We've got to support each other, guys. Yeah, it's just important as we kind of go through this aging journey. And we're just here to help. Here to help. But thank you, Zeal family, for joining us for this episode. I thank Michelle for being here. So make sure you join us next week for another episode. Zeal, Aging Redefined, your go-to for aging fabulous. Bye.